Right now it's Bring the Man Who Can Bring the Heat. And that's Pat Pagano.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And nice day today. Sun, some patchy, high cloudiness, mid-80s. A front comes through tonight. Weak one. I did not put any showers in. Partly cloudy, 60 for the low. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-80s again. Friday is going to be sunny to partly cloudy, more humid. I think we're easily going to the low 90s. Now, a front will come in on Saturday. Hazy, humid, with showers and thunderstorms. The high 80 to 85. On the premise that the front will continue to move south, we'll have fair skies, less humid weather. Sunday and Monday, 80 to 85 again. Why do I say on the premise? I've seen two runs yesterday and today, the computer models that are forecasting the front to stall and produce showers on Sunday. And then, of course, it would be better on Monday. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I think as we get closer to the weekend, we shall see that the front will move far enough south so that we'll dry out Sunday and Monday. So I'm going with the drier weather Sunday and Monday. We will keep you posted. Again, if there is a fly in the ointment, it would be Sunday and not Monday. So for all of the planners out there, take that to the bank.
Well, tonight we have the debut of the Sharon Summer Music Series at Veterans Field. The Jukebox Junkies are playing from 6 to 8. On Friday night, we have the fireworks at Lime Rock Park beginning after dark, put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club. Also Friday night in Cornwall, they have their music festival on the green, which starts at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Armenia has fire department has their big, it's like a carnival food night where they have all types of food. And following that on Sunday evening, there'll be fireworks. So that's the way Sunday looks.
Right, and right now the only thing that would be questionable would be Sunday.
Well, we'll
and
see,
it's questionable. I wouldn't even say that, you know, at this point it looks like it's going downhill, and, you know, quickly. I think it's questionable. I tend not to believe it.
All right. You know how I started my morning off?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm down to every 2 weeks I get treatment on my knees, the sonic treatment, stimulates the stem cells, okay? Time that if it's a 2 week interval, I woke up this morning and my legs were actually sore, which is a good sign, which means that the activity is working, okay? But so I got up, I had sore legs as it is, and I don't know how I did this, Pat, but with my crutches, I came down with my crutch on my right foot, and I ripped one of my toenails half off.
Oh.
What a way to start the day. And then, of course, I get out the front door, and it's 49 degrees. What a way to start the day.
You know, you have to get one of those things. I don't even know what they call them. You know, sometimes you see them, the security in the mall, riding around in them.
Yeah.
They look like a scooter, but you stand on them and they just, you know, you have a little thing that you steer it. That's what you need.
At my luck, I'd get electrocuted.
Look off of
but anyways, so that's, you know, what a way to start the day. But and if you have knee problems where you got sore knees, I just want to tell people, trying to get gauze and a Band-Aid over that toe where you have to bend your knee.
That's got to hurt.
It was what a start to the day. What a start to the day. And so it was such a start to today that I decided there's no video today. I'm not having any video on.
Okay, so you're not going to do that.
There's no video this morning. There's just,
you're not doing that. I don't think we're going to wind up doing a Spielberg Super 8.
Uh-oh, what?
Tried yesterday just playing around with our editing equipment to see how easy it would be to make a daytime scene night.
Yeah.
And it's not very difficult, but to do a two-hour movie, and most of it is going to be shot in the day, so we have to do night, will take a huge amount of hours. So we're probably going to switch over to that other movie, Grand Redemption. I don't know if you watched it. about the doctor. They need a doctor to build a new on this island, to build a new building to give everybody work. It's actually a feel good funny movie. So we'll probably wind up doing that. I'm disappointed because I really wanted to do Super 8, but I don't think that's going to happen. And not, you know, we just can't expect our staff, our cast, to be working every weekend at night. They're all getting older.
Also, there's a ton of special effects you need in that.
We started figuring a lot of them out, but you know, just to lug around lighting, it's got to be all portable lighting because there's no electric up there. You know, to lug around portable lighting plus the cameras plus the cast, we have to lug them too. It's just not going to work. So I'm pretty sure that's where that's going. But I'll tell you where the construction's going on the lake. It's at a halt. My contractor went up to the town yesterday. This is really crazy. And he spoke with the inspector, this guy Tom, who doesn't have a problem with any of it. And the assistant, Joanne, she doesn't have a problem. But they have a problem with the Department of Health. So he went to see this lady. And she said, well, we didn't see any sanitary, outlets there. He said, what are you talking about? They have an outhouse and they have a porta-john. That's not sanitary. He said, are you going to tell that to the other 89 cabins up at the lake? So she goes, well, anyhow, you need to drill a well. He says, you're gonna put them through drilling a well. They have a well already. You're going to put them through drilling a well for $15,000 more? And she says, well, it's got to be potable. He said, it doesn't have to be potable. They're expanding the kitchen. The water is going to be used to wash dishes, not to drink. You know, he goes, and eventually when they put a shower in, to wash with. And he goes, and we'll filter that. I think it's got to be potable. So he went back to the inspector. And he says, Tom, she's giving us a hard problem. A really, really hard. He said, I don't know what's with her. And even I heard the lady, Joanne, turned around and said, we've issued so many permits up there for this. Why are they starting now? I wanted to say to Danny, my contract, that's because it's Pat. That's why they're starting now. So he said, the inspector said he was going to go and talk to her. So now we're on hold and we're waiting.
Well, worst comes to worst, I'd file a lawsuit and say, listen, the town has allowed this and given this permit, and it's precedent. They've already set precedent.
Right. Either that or just do it illegally, and then when they come around and they slap a fine on you, then you turn around and say, are you going to fine all these other people?
Right. So, yeah, that's what I do, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just aggravating. The whole thing is just aggravating. So, that's where we're at. And that's it. Today I go for my physical at 10 o'clock this morning. And the most exciting thing about that is when they took the blood 2 weeks ago, I had requested the doctor to put in there whether or not I have the antibodies from COVID. So, I am so curious to find out what the status is of that. And, of course, I'm curious to find out what is the status of my cholesterol since I've been on Crestor, for the last 6 months.
You've had high cholesterol?
He claims it's high, but it really wasn't. 175.
That's a little high, but not for your age. That's not that bad.
Well, I thought they said under 200, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck? Maybe he's got to deal with the pharmaceutical company.
I don't know. He said that since both my dad and my mom died of heart problems, he has to make sure that my cholesterol is low.
All right. Well, I guess better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, and he is, quote, an old-fashioned doctor, so he's the kind of doctor that doesn't, you know, leave any loopholes. He's very, is very, 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 very particular about what he does. So, and nice man, smart man too. So that's what I have in store for me today. What about you, Marshall? Except, well, I guess you're gonna is your toe hurting you?
No, but no. I'm sure after I finish work today, I'm gonna get it up and just let it sit out in some fresh air, take all the bandages off of it, and get a better look at it and see what it looks like later on.
Yeah, you know, you could spray some peroxide on it too.
Yeah, it's just to
make sure it doesn't get infected.
Just to, I've already put the, what's that red stuff on though, that when you're a kid, your parents used to swathe you in it when you got something. It's just a red color. I forget what it's called.
Is it Bactrim?
I don't know. No, it's some sort of, I forget what it's called, but I already put that on the towel, so.
Okay.
To fight infection. But okay. We'll see if we can, my new slogan is save the nail. Save the nail.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious. I tell you, the lower half of my body, shot.
Shot to smithereens.
Shot, just shot, from the knees down, shot. Yeah. Now I didn't even eat my nail. Well, at least you can laugh about it. Why not?
That's right. That's right.
All right, Pat. So we've got beautiful weather, though, actually.
Yeah. Next couple of days. Sit back, relax, enjoy it.
All right, Pat. I will check with you mañana.
Sounds good. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.